You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci out in Berea, and it is your last chance to catch this Browns team in action in training camp practice, kicking off in just over an hour and a half out here in Berea. So get out here and check out this team just 2 days before they take on the Detroit Lions at First Energy Stadium. And speaking of the Lions, they bring one of the more potent passing attacks in the NFL. In 2011, Matt Stafford threw for 5,038 yards and 41 touchdowns. Last year, 4,965 yards and 20 touchdowns. And Stafford right now was on Mike and Mike, and he was asked if he was too dependent on Calvin Johnson in their potent passing attack.
We would love to be balanced on who gets the ball. Absolutely. You know, I think last year we lost at one point or another in the season. I mean, we went into it without Javid Best. Pettigrew got hurt. Burleson got hurt. Titus Young was released. I mean, it was some guys that I hadn't played a whole lot of football with in there, and I understood that. So I was going to the guy that I knew the best. And, why not? Like you said, Calvin's a heck of a player. But at the same time, we've got to find other ways to make defenses pay. And that's something we did put a lot of hard work on into this offseason is finding ways to make defenses pay other than Calvin.
You know, as we look at this game Thursday night, Browns-Lions, First Energy Stadium, second preseason game, the first one, we saw a defense that allowed some things, allowed some big plays to happen, but also made up for it with some turnovers, right, with some big plays as well.
Sure.
The thing I didn't see enough of, and I'm going to throw in the disclaimer that there wasn't the scheming necessarily done for this in any significant way as far as scheming pass rush. Just like you don't scheme run blocking, you don't scheme a lot of things. But I think it would be a great test for this Browns defense, right, to see what kind of pressure you can put on Matthew Stafford. I mean, this is a team that is living offensively to tear you up with its passing game if that quarterback just gets an ounce of time. And I think this is just an opportunity for this defense, for this pass rush, to get a feel for what it's like to try to deal with that, try to take that away with rush, with pressure.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think it's a very good test as well and a good preparation for some of what you're going to see this year in the AFC North. And what I mean by that is you talked about Matt Stafford saying he wanted to get some more weapons. Well, they certainly did get some more weapons in this offseason, namely Reggie Bush at the running back position. And when you think about who the Browns are going to have to face this year in the AFC North alone, you look at a guy like Ray Rice, a tremendous dual threat back. You look at Giovanni Bernard, the rookie that has been brought into Cincinnati, an airback, a pass catcher out of the backfield. And this is a good test to contain one of those good pass catching backs with a lot of wheels, mm-hmm. a lot of jets, and to be able to go ahead and take a look at how that's going to impact the defense, how that's going to impact the coverages. Calvin Johnson, the most dominant receiver in the NFL. It's good preparation for A.J. Green in the AFC North. You talk about a team with some good tight ends, two tight ends. They like to run Brandon Pettigrew, yep, and Tony Scheffler out there at the same time, just as the Cincinnati Bengals this year are going to be running Jermaine Gresham and Tyler Eifert out there. So I think there are a lot of things to look at in the attack of this Detroit offense that are going to mirror some of the things that the Browns will be seeing in their division this season. I think it's a very good test. And Matt Stafford, to me, is a guy. Touchdowns, you know, you can say he went from 41 to 20. He also had his receivers tackled inside the 5-yard line 23 times, a league high last year, 5 times inside the 1. That was also most in the NFL. So touchdowns will come for this team. And Ryan Broyles is a guy that I like, their receiver out, yeah, of Oklahoma, coming back from a second ACL tear. So this is a complete, very good, very aggressive passing attack that will have some fundamental formations and some skill sets that are not just unique to them, but also highlighted by some of the teams the Browns will do battle with in the AFC North. So I'm very eager to see this pass defense and this back end go against some of these two tight end sets, go against Reggie Bush, see how they do with him in space, knowing that you have to double like they will against. I mean, it's really a good model for the Bengals, who, right, I think may be the class in the league. You have an A.J. Green, who is a dominant top three receiver in the NFL, kind of like a Calvin Johnson. You have the opportunity to go with two tight end sets with the Eifert Gresham, kind of like the Scheffler Pettigrew. And then you have a back out of the backfield who can hurt you catching the ball, Reggie Bush, Gio Bernard. So this is more than just a normal tune-up game for, yeah, me in terms of what the Browns will be facing.
It's a good thing to face off against Calvin Johnson. Just period. I mean, you look at this Brown secondary, as you said, Joe Hayden, for all of them, to just get that kind of test, just to deal with that kind of physical specimen. Is he similar to what you see on a daily basis in practice with the height and reach and such of Josh Gordon and Greg Little to some extent? Well, yeah, but they're not him, and nobody's him. Megatron is in his own elite place. So the talent, along with what he is physically, I think this just makes for an enormous test for this secondary. And as you point out, the other players are involved. But to begin all that, I mean, to really deal with that, give your secondary a break by getting pressure, by just seeing what that first group of players will do. And I'm expecting Barkevius Mingo to play a little bit longer. He will. Then Kruger, and then to see Jabal Sheard in there. And Jabal Sheard, by the way, another guy who, just in terms of his pass rush, we know how strong that's been. But watching him in coverage yesterday in camp was impressive. He's going stride for stride with Jordan Cameron. As good an athlete, we saw how explosive. We saw in that 30-yard catch he had last Thursday night against the Rams. Sheard was with him the whole way, and Sheard denies him the pass. That just said a lot. That was a comforting sight to say, because there are so many instances where it will be more than the rush. It'll be how he covers.
And what did I tell you yesterday? This guy's going to be a household name at the end of this year.
Household name,
you're
saying.
This guy will be drafted onto one of the two Pro Bowl teams now that there's a new format and there is a draft. Jabal Sheard will be drafted onto a Pro Bowl team.
You put pressure on guys. I like that, though.
I see guys that have the talent, and I just want to see them realize that Jabal Sheard is that guy on this defense. He's the one who stood out the most to me thus far. And one last point I want to make. You talked about week one, very good front four brought to bear by the St. Louis Rams. This is a good defensive line, again, especially in the middle. This is going to be a very good test for Jason Pinkston to see where he's at going against Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley in the middle of that Detroit Lions defense. Their first round pick, Ziggy Ansah, on the outside. So this is, again, another good defensive line that the Browns will have to deal with here.
Ezekiel Ansah had the 14-yard interception return against the Jets.
Well, it's by Mark Sanchez. So it's like the defense's job to catch the ball.
I think he just kind of flipped it. So,
hey,
Ziggy,
take
it.
He caught it behind his. It was a very athletic play.
It was a nice
athletic play
for a guy who's only played football since, 2010?
Yeah, impressive.
All right, Tom Withers from the Associated Press is going to join us in studio. We're going to get his takes on this Browns team as it heads into preseason game number 2. This is Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.
California, here we come, right back where we started from.